What is good, boys? How are you guys doing?
Good. Sweating like a pig, but doing good.
Yeah. I'm trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a hot one here this week. It was just been muggy. I know you guys in the East Coast are used to this shit. We're not. It's, you know, it's 110 and humid. And I thought I left swamp ass back in Cleveland, but apparently I have that here too.
Nope. Yeah.
That's what you get. You can't outrun this motherfucker.
No, I cannot. It's worse because I'm fucking, it's just hot, dude. There's nothing you can do about it. You walk outside and you start sweating immediately. But well, yeah, man, how's everything else going? How's the family? How's the kids? The wives?
Kids are good. 2-year-old's
Yeah. My kids, all right.
I should ask Ray, how's the wife's right hand? Or the right hook?
it has been strong recently, but we're good. I'm working on my head movement, though.
Oh, there you go. So you got a stick and
move. Yeah. I was about to say, bobbing weave gang. See, I grew up with two brothers, so my bobbing weave skills is immaculate.
Yeah, stick and move, baby. Let's go.
We're gonna bob, head bob, and moving. You know, remember, work the body first and go up.
Yeah, work the, yeah, that's the way it always goes.
No, we don't.
But I will. We don't. But hey, if we gotta say something, we gotta at least give pointers on how to dodge it.
Yeah, because men are assholes, and they will catch an ass whooping here and there.
Yeah, exactly. It would be like that.
Not me. I hear shit whistling through the air, and I'm on guard already. Like, hell nah. Nah, you can't even throw nothing at me.
That was Steve before his hip injury. Now he just takes it. Or he makes the recliner go back and forth.
God damn it. You can't move the side.
You can't, fuck you.
Yeah. Is it one of those that rotates so you can like turn around and shit?
No, it's not.
Oh, damn. Well, I do have to say, Jeremy had a family emergency. He's actually driving here to Vegas. So, you know, sending him love, prayers, because, you know, hard times, you know, you always got to take care of fam. So, yeah, that's why he's not here.
Gotcha.
Yeah, man. What's been going around in the NFL? Did anybody catch a glimpse of that beautiful game that was our Hall of Fame game?
Nah, yes, it was. I watched it. It was beautiful. It was very beautiful.
Like, was it actually? Because I did not watch it. I'm not gonna lie.
So here's
Texans and the Bears, right?
Yes. So here's why it was beautiful. It was competitive hitting going on. It was competitive football, I should say. Like, don't get me wrong. Most of the players out there wasn't going to make the team, so it was kind of sloppy. But it was just the fact that football is back. That's what made it so beautiful.
Yeah,
of course.
So.
Football's back.
How'd your boy look?
Oh.
You know.
You know.
So here's the thing.
Hold on. Should we ask how his nails look?
Well, let's start performance first, then we'll go by.
No. See, you got to start with the swag first, and then you go to performance, because performance, right. I'm sure, is going to be trashy. But
so check this out.
He had fuck Houston on his nails.
He didn't have his nails painted.
I'm lost with him, that's why.
So Caleb didn't have his nails painted. however. Caleb also didn't play.
Now that's kind of.
Oh, did he not?
The Bears held him out.
You see, that's I don't know, man. If you have a rookie who's starter from day one, you got to get him as much game time as possible. I don't care if he's getting backups or four stringers or what. He's got to get the game speed down.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, preseason is slower anyway because them about to be them future UFL players.
Yeah, but you want to get him some experience though. Against some of these guys.
I mean, but if you think.
If I'm not mistaken, though, they okay. So back to Caleb. So, I mean, you as a coach, would you have let him play or what's up? Because
he would have played a whole half fucking with me.
Yeah. No, Steve's right.
No, I believe it because he is a rookie. Like, my guy needs the practice because you ain't in the, what is it, the Pac-10, Pac-12 now?
Shit, actually the Pac-2. Ain't nobody over there but Oregon State and Washington State.
You think they're gonna have a championship game?
Man,
they bet not.
They should have definitely let him play though, because he needs to practice.
I get it. So I get it. It was supposed to, you know, rain throughout the whole game. The rain held off until, you know, right after halftime and. Then you know they only played 2.5 quarters.
I mean, bust out his pink parka and put his ass out there.
Stroud didn't play, did he?
No, Stroud didn't play.
Well, no, not that guy. I mean, that guy.
CJ Stroud. CJ, look, CJ Stroud was on the sideline celebrating his teammates, and they told his ass to go sit down. We don't want you even to pull a muscle while you celebrating.
Yeah, no, don't even. Yeah, no, you got to bubble wrap that dude.
Well, I like him. Well, see, Caleb should have started, and he should play as much as he can, like Deshaun. Deshaun's got to play as much as he can this preseason. I'm sorry.
Deshaun ain't playing this preseason. He's not playing this preseason.
Oh, I can guarantee it, but he should.
He's for what? He's got the speed of the game down. He's got a little bit of rust to knock off. Listen, none of the starting quarterbacks are playing this year, are playing in the preseason. Unless you're trying to win a job or you're Bo Nix or something like that. But no veteran starter is playing.
Are there any, like, I guess, intriguing quarterback battles this year? I don't think so.
I'm gonna tell you one that's going unnoticed and under the radar.
Ooh, let's hear that.
Drake May might have been drafted number 3 overall or whatever he was drafted, 3 or 4. But Joe Milton is showing out at camp.
Well, I mean, I don't know who Milton is, but
I know.
He was playing Tennessee, didn't
he? He played at Tennessee, yeah. And he was drafted. He was drafted by the Patriots. The Patriots took 2 QBs, and Joe Milton is showing out. Mm. I believe it's the Patriots. Fact check that.
Yeah, it was. Because the Redskins did that. The year RG3 came out, they took him their first pick. They took Kirk Cousins way down the line. Turned out to be better.
They took Kirk Cousins in the 5th round. Kirk Cousins wasn't better. They just rushed RG3.
Yeah.
They rushed him through his messed up knee, ended up tearing his ACL, and they fucked him. They fucked his career up.
Mm. I misspoke on that.
Because they decided, oh, your knee isn't that bad, and he's telling them, hey, my knee is bad. Well, it's the playoffs. We need you.
He also needed to learn to fucking slide because, all right, he was not sliding.
Well,
a lot of these guys have to learn that.
Hey. Some of these guys I like seeing getting killed. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, we're not talking about them, all right?
Like, why did Russell Wilson have to learn how to slide?
Oh, like, I would love to watch that man get fucked up.
Oh, but I would now, too.
He perfected that shit to the point
Did you see that fight?
Wait, what fight?
Oh, the Patriot. I mean, the Steelers camp. So,
wait,
there's a Pittsburgh.
Tell me.
Well, so here's the thing. They put on a headline Justin Fields and Russell Wilson get in a brawl. What they didn't tell you is that one of them got hit, and that's how the fight started. They weren't fighting each other. One of them got hit. The defense hit one of them. You know, quarterbacks is off limits during training camp.
Yeah.
They got that funny color jersey on. Don't touch their ass. Well, yeah. One of them got touched. I couldn't tell who got touched, but I could tell you both of them was throwing punches.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love watching that team in dysfunction.
And man, this training camp, I ain't even gonna call it dysfunction. This training camp, it happens. Every team has a team brawl.
Yeah.
So,
hey, didn't Geno Smith get his jaw broken during a training camp, or is that like during the season?
I believe it was during training camp. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe it was during training camp. Because you got to remember, they are around each other 24/7. Imagine us being locked in a facility. We practice together, then we sit in this meeting room together, then we eat together, then we working out together. After a while, a joke here gonna go, and then the joke there gonna go, and then after a while, you get tired of it, and it's like, all right, man. You say or do one more thing, and I promise you, I'm punching you in your shit.
Yeah. Shit. I mean, I played sports, and it didn't even take that. I played sports, and it didn't even take that. All it took was, hey, one practice, somebody at the beginning of practice got a little too aggressive, and then it was like, you know what, dude, you do that shit again, and we just gonna have to throw hands because I ain't putting up that shit.
Correct. I done seen more happen for less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Well, shit, that's what's up. You know, that's we always like dysfunction around here. It's always funny. You know.
Absolutely.
In a way. But yeah.
You see Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott came out and said he wants to set the bar or be like the like the face for like the quarterbacks and stuff.
And next.
I was gonna say, he needs to be a quarterback next. First.
Hey, I just want to get my Dallas take out there for the folks.
Yeah, no, they don't even want to hear it. They don't go to their practice. Have you seen that shit? Did you see their bleachers? It's empty, dude. Like,
oh my God.
Even their own fans know this ain't their year.
You got to remember, they not in California. I mean, they not in Texas.
They're in Irvine, right?
They somewhere over there.
They're in Irvine, California every year.
Why do you know when you
look, hold on, Oxnard.
Yes.
Oxnard, Irvine is literally right there. But it all depends on which way you look at it. But,
yeah, the Saints are in Irvine this year, and the Saints got all the fans.
Look, every year it is stacked with fucking Cowboys fans. These motherfuckers ain't going to the Cowboys. There was Cowboys fans at our practice. They were taking pictures with our team, and like everybody was booing them. But hey, I gave them. They just wanted the pictures. I'm like, yo, they finally learning. They're like, fuck.
Well, I mean, you are in Vegas, so they might as well, you know.
I'm talking about the Niners, bro.
Oh man, not my fault. I associate Mexicans with Raiders. My fault.
Wow. How do you associate Mexicans with Raiders?
Dude, that was cheap. That was cheap and easy.
LA team.
It was cheap and easy. I had to.
Yeah, you know. I don't get it, but still. Anyway, yeah, it was in Santa Clara. They were fucking, they were over there, and they were like getting booed and shit. And I'm like, I mean, I don't understand why they would go. And they were like decked in fucking cowboy shit, taking pictures with who are they taking pictures with, babe? What? Never mind. She's not paying attention. No, yeah, I don't. They were. I think it was George Kittle. They're taking pictures. I'm like, wait, this is the man that had that shirt that said "Fuck Dallas," and they still want to take a picture with
him. Well, how far is Oxnard Irvine from Santa Clara?
Yes, I'm talking about the Cowboys. And
hey, we need like new PR staff.
They might be there watching the Cowboys practice, and they might just, well, hey, let's go here and drive down.
It's man, ain't nobody taking an eight-hour drive.
California is fucking stupid long, all right? Like, you can probably, I think it's like, how far is Cleveland from Cincinnati?
Four.
Okay, yeah. So you probably have to go all the way to Cincinnati and back, and that you probably got to the Bay Area.
Yeah, so, you got to remember, they in Northern California.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, it's like two whole different states.
But see, why wouldn't you keep in Texas?
I don't know. I don't get that shit. I don't get that. But
what?
The why he's in Oxnard. Like, he does that shit every year.
Jerry does that.
Their whole campus is there, right? The entire time?
I guess, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
The Browns just started going to West Virginia last year.
Where did they?
Every year now.
Where are they at in West Virginia?
The Greenbrier.
I don't know where the fuck.
I think it's like White Sulphur Springs or something like that. It's in West Virginia, but they went last year. The guys love it. They went this year, and like Stefanski does it to pretty much keep the guys together, get them like a bond for that first week.
Hey, I get it. If you want to like change it up, you know, try to get like change it up for them so they don't. It doesn't like fucking burn them out. But like. The relationship between Texas and California is not great, first and foremost.
No.
But yeah, no. It's always good to see the Cowboys fucking fan base unhappy. Their tears bring me joy.
Oh, bitch, I cannot wait till after week one. I can't wait.
Whoa.
What's up?
When was the last time y'all won a home opener in y'all stadium?
He's got a good point there.
I wouldn't brag so soon. The great Tony Rizzo from the really big show. No, the great Tony Rizzo from the big show or the really big show on ESPN Cleveland always said three things are certain: death, taxes, and the Browns lose their home opener week one.
They knocked that. They cleaned it up. They won in Carolina.
Home opener week one.
I think they did that.
Let me look at that.
I'm just saying.
They've won one. I'm just a fan. They're doing well. They snap that streak.
Let me see. I'll tell you guys right now.
Go back to 2020. That's it's within these last like few years.
Oh shit! I think the last time they did it. If this is correct. If this is correct, the last time they won their home opener was 2004?
Ah, fuck, yeah, Baltimore, that's right. Well, no, that
was... Yeah. You guys had Jeff Garcia.
Yeah, that was... Yeah. Thanks for that, by the way.
Hey, he was a good quarterback, all right? I don't know. T.O. got him in his head.
No, one.
I said good, all right? I didn't say great. I said good.
I think we all had to take the Jeff Garcia.
an opener recently. I guess not.
Nope. It's probably
like a season opener, not a home opener.
Okay.
That's probably
what you're thinking.
Week one home openers. The Browns don't win. Death taxes and the Browns losing that.
Well, hey, you know what? This year's a good year to break that shit, right? So, let's pray for a Browns win. If not, I mean, nothing changes.
I ain't praying for shit about no Browns win. Well, okay, I am, but still. I'm gonna pray to DraftKings. How about that?
There you go.
And you know what? I know why. You know what? There was somebody, one of these writers did like a Super Bowl matchup prediction for this year. They had the Lions and Browns the most, I think, one of the most likely.
That would be a extremely historic fucking Super Bowl, to be completely honest with you.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, so everybody hears it firsthand. If the Browns versus Lions come true, I'm watching that Super Bowl. I'm hosting that Super Bowl party. It's going to be a Super Bowl party at my brother's house. I'm going to be there.
Am I invited?
You're more than welcome. If the Lions win, that's probably going to be my last day on earth.
Steve drinking himself to death.
No. Mm-mm. Cause I'm telling you, I'm talking so much shit. I'm popping my shit. And wherever we watch that game, man, I'm popping my shit. Somebody gonna pop me through the window. Somebody's salty ass gonna be mad because they Browns lost. They're gonna be out the window.
Bro, if the Browns make it to the Super Bowl and they lose, the whole city of Cleveland's gonna burn, all right? It's gonna be like fucking. Oh, it's gonna be like.
It's gonna burn City if they win.
Well, oh yeah, you're right.
Well, listen, when the Cavs won their title, the worst thing that happened was somebody's fan stole a fire truck. I was on East 9th. I watched it go by and stole it.
I literally thought you were about to say I was on it. God damn.
Dude, they were scooting. Man. I was going. But yeah, that celebration and parade was insane. The Browns win one. That city's got to shut down for at least a week or so.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, hey, I'm telling you now.
I'd be all
if
for
the
it.
Browns. If the Browns win, I'm gonna be happy for them. As long as they're not playing the Lions. Nah. With that being said. If the Lions win, I'm telling you, let the Lions go to the Super Bowl.
If the Lions win, we'll do a show like a week after, and Steve will be like, "Where you at, Steve?"
Steve on some real shit. That would be like the most stressful fucking thing ever. I remember my first experience of seeing them go. Because I hadn't seen them. It was against Baltimore. And like the whole fucking week leading up to it, dude, it was the most stressful shit ever.
I remember that.
Like, I'm fucking aging here. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
that was what, 2012, right?
2012.
It was 2012. I remember that.
Yeah, I remember. We were still working together. You were.
That motherfucker had a Super Bowl party.
I never had a party. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you had motherfuckers coming over to watch Super Bowl.
I had some coworkers coming over, that's for sure, but it wasn't like that. No, you literally said no because you were fucking hanging out with your boo thing. I'm like, fuck you then, Ray.
I didn't even
get invited, so.
Did I know you then, Steve?
Yeah, right. Motherfucker. Damn, yeah, motherfucker. Cause I remember right after they lost, you got on Call of Duty but refused to put that headset on.
No, because I remember.
Not the same day.
Oh, okay. Because I remember I went to sleep. I was just like, you're like, that was the first time like real heartbreak hit me. All right.
Mm hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, for sure, man. I mean,
man, you know what?
People
aren't Lions fans or Browns fans. They're a little heartbreak, is, man.
Yeah. But I like it.
You guys know what heartbreak is, but you guys have been so fucking.
Niners fans, you guys have no clue what it's like to actually be heartbroken.
No, because you don't know what it is to get there and lose it. I've experienced that shit 3 times. Now, the third time was literally this last time. It was the most chill I was, because it was just like, fuck, like it happened again, and I was like, whatever. The first time, it was the most emotional one, in sense of like I felt it, like my fucking like heartbroken. Second one was fucking anger. Straight anger. Dude, I was so fucking mad because I kept motherfucking Jimmy G, because I'm like, dude, how do you not hit motherfucking Sanders as wide open as he is? Fuck you. I'm pissed.
So their last two Super Bowls, they blew leads in the last two, didn't they?
Yeah. They were up at halftime, if that's what you want to call it, but
that first one against Mahomes, them motherfuckers was up 10 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we should have won that one. That one was the one that I was the most angry for. Because this last one, yes, we lost. But it was a back and forth type of game. And you know, I knew it the minute they took the fucking ball they took the ball first. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Like, why are you taking the ball in fucking overtime? Like, kick that shit off and give yourself that option that if they score, at least you can go down. I was just like, yeah, I think this is over. I looked at Danny and I'm like, it's over. Like,
because Sam Fran got a field goal on her opening drive.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was just like you kick a field goal and then you want our defense, who's been stopping Mahomes all fucking game, you want them to stop him with a game on the fucking line? Nah, you tripping, bro. Like,
yeah,
because
no,
I was kind of defeated. Defeated.
In that situation, in postseason, you want to kick off, put the pressure on that.
Yeah,
that you go down. If they don't score, you go down and get a field goal, game over.
Yeah, exactly. So it was stupid. I didn't like the call, and it is what it is. But yeah, those three Super Bowls. The first one was actual heartbreak. The second one was just fucking anger, dude. I was pissed. That one, I like Danny kind of like left me alone for like an hour. Like, she didn't even talk to me because I was fucking mad, and I just went outside. I literally fucking went outside. I just started smoking. I'm like, fuck this. I'm like, I'm just gonna chill out there and leave me the fuck alone, because I'm not in a good place right now. Oh yeah, and Danny was pregnant. Danny was fucking. She was about to pop. Our son was about to be born. I honestly believe that if they would have won, the happiness would have drove our kid out. He was born. The game was on the 5th of February, I think, if I'm not mistaken. He was born on the 16th, but his due date was the 26th. So he came early as well. And she started going into labor, like fake labor, like in January. So it was like any fucking time.
Yeah, imagine that one.
That's what I mean.
Tell me the story of the day I was born. Oh, man. Niners won the Super Bowl. Mom started jumping up and down. No. You're on the floor.
Yeah, and she left me alone, dude. She left me alone because I was not in a good place on that one. Straight up. This one, this last one, I'm a seasoned vet, baby. I was ready for it.
Hey, so I'm liking it. I look at going to the Super Bowl and losing. I look at it. Well, nope. I ain't even about to go there. Sorry, Ray.
No, go ahead. Everything's good.
I liken it to being left at the altar.
Yeah. Because you're just about to get that ring and that. Nope, sorry.
Yep. You up there saying I do's. Is there anybody who can see just cause as to why they shouldn't be married? Some dude standing up there saying, because she's mine. And she said, you know what? I'm his. So, you know, let's just go and get married.
That's why. That's fucking, when Brady won the seven Super Bowl, when Brady won the seven Super Bowls, that's exactly what he did to those teams. That's exactly what he did.
That's why I look at it as I'd rather not go than to go and lose.
I just want to go with the
point. With that mentality, though, like, you're never going to fucking go because you don't want to lose? Like, once you get there, it's a 50-50 chance.
You
would never take that shit? Like, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, but at the same time, you know, you'd rather never make it because you don't want to face that fear. No, it has to happen. If you want a fucking Super Bowl, you have to fear it. And every fucking time that my team has made it, you know, mind you, the first time was the worst because I had never seen them actually make it there. Yeah. And it was stressful as fuck. Like, the minute they won that NFC Championship game, it's just like, bro, like, the excitement, the adrenaline, it just kicks. And then all at the same time, you're like, fuck, dude, but what if they lose? Like,
is it my turn?
I
get it,
Steve. Yeah, go ahead.
If the Lions make the Super Bowl and fucking lose, my fucking kids bet not even call me. And that's the whole offseason.
Yeah.
The fuck you want.
Honestly, if the Lions make it and they lose, Steve, I would literally call you just to make sure that you're okay because, the first time, dude, it's very...
Just send a text.
Yeah, and I would. But it's very emotional. I'm not gonna lie. I fucking cried. Like, I was like, Jesus fuck, dude. Like, I can't believe they got there. And honestly, for us, it got emotional. And I'll give you my whole experience of that Super Bowl. It got emotional because, bro, they were kicking the dog shit out of us at halftime. Then they came out, and that was the light game. Remember that shit when the lights went out? Okay, so then they came out, and I still remember, you know, Jacoby Ford, rest in peace. My man's just passed away not too long ago.
Jacoby Jones?
Jacoby Jones, my bad.
Yeah.
He took a fucking, and it still stands as the longest fucking kickoff return. 108 yards. He took it to the fucking house. And at that point, if I'm not mistaken, it was 27-7, some shit like that.
Yeah.
And at that point, I was pissed. No, we were down. We were fucking down. And they actually made a comeback to try to make it a game at the end. And sure as shit, it came down to our coach and Harbaugh. Like, you have Frank Gore, bro. Like, one of the best rushing fucking running backs ever. Okay, give him his fucking credit. I mean, what the fuck?
Said one of the best. You said one of the best.
One of the best. He is. He's got it.
He's okay. So here's where I'm at with one of the best. One of the best means Jim Brown, Walter Payton, Barry Sanders.
Okay.
Number four through 5,000 is the rest.
Okay. So one of the rest. There you go. So one of the rest, you know, and you have first and goal at the 4-yard line. And you put it on fucking Kaepernick to win you that Super Bowl. Like, I was pissed. I'm like, fuck that. Force feed Frank Gore. We have the best O-line in the fucking league. Let him have it. But it is what it is. Anyway.
I guess that's a West Coast thing getting too cute.
Hey, real quick. Where do you rank Emmitt Smith in the running backs list? I wouldn't know that.
I rank Emmitt Smith somewhere. I don't know. If he's top 10, he's barely top 10.
I've seen him ranked higher than Barry Sanders in some spots, which I think is absolutely absurd.
Man, and that's because people don't know what the fuck they're watching. Look, Emmitt Smith, yes, Emmitt Smith holds the record for all-time rushing yards. Look how long it took him to get there. For one, number two, if I'm not mistaken, His whole offensive line is in the fucking Hall of Fame. His whole offense, with the exception of Jay Novacek and Daryl Johnston. Yeah. So you got Mike Irvin in the Hall of Fame, Troy Aikman in the Hall of Fame, the whole offensive line starting with Larry Allen all across the board. And you mean to tell me, and you mean to tell me that you can argue that he is a top five running back ever? No, I'm sorry. I'm slow as all get out. I'm built like a defensive end. I actually played defensive end. I could have ran for 1,000 yards a season behind that offensive line.
Yep.
Well, Barry Sanders, so, that dude was agile and quick. I mean, he made people look.
Barry sweet. Sanders,
man, if he didn't rushed, young,
Barry Sanders young, rushed for, like, you take his total of yards that he ran. And then I probably add like another, you know, fucking
8,000.
Take his games, and I'd
when
add.
He retired?
Yeah, I'd add like retired, at least another.
He retired July 27, 1999.
How old was he then?
30. He was 30 or 31, one of the two.
My man ran a lot of yards. Oh.
Tell you what, man, that dude could have easily shattered that record. Nobody ever touched.
No, he didn't come close. My man's ran a lot of yards.
If he played as long as Emmitt Smith, he would have had well more. He would have had way over 2,000. You got to remember, he retired with 15,269.
If they counted the fucking yards from East and West, he'd have the fucking the fucking yard record. And nobody would break that shit. That's what I mean. Like, that man ran so many fucking yards east and west he made motherfuckers look silly.
Well, the thing now is nobody's gonna touch the rushing record. The way the NFL is, nobody's gonna touch it ever again. Unless the league starts going back to that style of football.
Well, yeah, no, because I think the last of the breed of the bell cow running backs died when Frank Gore retired, because he literally was the last one.
Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, guys that are big and built like that can do that. They are becoming a dying breed now.
But the ones that actually last that long. Those ones are dying out because teams don't want to fucking pay them.
Oh, right.
They don't last that long. I mean, I get it. Derrick Henry's a fucking he's a beast, but he's taking some fucking punishment.
Well, that's
as big as he is, he's taking some punishment.
His body's breaking. I understand Baltimore. They got him and Lamar Jackson in that backfield now. I understand people are scared, but
that's a solid duo running back.
No, it's not.
Solid duo.
It's not. Look, first of all, you're not gonna play Lamar Jackson as a quarterback. He's improved every year.
We're gonna have this fucking argument again. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to talk about Lamar Jackson.
No, dude, I gotta see him twice a year. I don't want to talk about him either. But still.